Respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters living in the home of the receiver, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We are very fortunate we have with us Hazrat Mawlana Iqbal Patel Sahab from Lusaka, Zambia. And he has left a program just to come here to address us for a few minutes, inshallah, and he should then leave again, and then we continue our normal program, inshallah. He is the Khalifa of many of our Buzughan Deen. Hazrat Mawlana Abrar Haq Sahib Rahmatullahi of Hardway. Hazrat Mawlana Qaboos Zaman Sahib Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. Hazrat Mawlana Hashim Sahib from England Damat Barakatuhum. And many others also had given him ijaza, khilafat. And he was very close to many of our akabir. And Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi also used to have very good husna then regarding Hazrat Mawlana. And Hazrat Mawlana came before here also. He's doing sterling work in Zambia. Allah Ta'ala accept all his khidmat, his mahbubul ulama and mashayikh. So he happened to go to some program and I just managed to get him. So inshallah, a few minutes he will speak in English, inshallah. We all can benefit, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادعوني أستجب لكم وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء مخ العبادة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected علماء الكرام And dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for us and made it easy for us during the holy month of Ramadan to engage ourselves in the ibadah of Allah, the month when we reap the most. There's one dua I'll mention at the end of the program, which if we read after Ramadan as well, only three times. It's just two lines. If we read only three times during the night after Ramadan, Allah will give sawab equivalent to the man who makes ibadah in Laylatul Qadr. So Laylatul Qadr is gone. But inshallah, Allah will give us sawab equivalent to the ibadah of Laylatul Qadr. 8 years, approximately. And with the ayah I've mentioned to you regarding dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a mu'min, a believer, great many, many ni'mats and many bounties. And a mu'min and believer, during the life he spends, he goes through different conditions which prevail around him. In those conditions, if there are those conditions which are favorable to him, which means that Allah is blessing with ni'mats, good health, money, he's got peace, and he's not in danger. All ni'mats of Allah around him. In this position, he shows gratitude to Allah. He makes shukr to Allah. Alhamdulillah. By the way of shukr, he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By virtue of the shukr, he gets closer to Allah and gets closer to Allah day by day. If he has problems in his life, difficulties in his life of different natures, Allah is also not deprived this person. When he makes sabr, perseverance, makes sabr, and he accepts Allah's taqdeer and decision, and says, Ya Allah, Main tera gulam aur tu mera malik. I'm your slave and you are my master. I have no choice. He accepts this wholeheartedly, deep in his heart. And by virtue of his perseverance, he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mu'min, the believer, in every condition he is in his life, his blessing goes close out to Allah. That's Allah's great gift and benefit. So regarding dua, I'd like to mention a few things. You know, my Yasna Mutlal also said, is ummat ko do cheeze di gayi. Is ummat is blessed with two things, dawat and dua. Alhamdulillah, we are engaged in the work of dawah, a lot of us. May Allah accept our efforts. But the effort of the day is taking place. But the effort of night, if you go to Khankas today also, we'll see that lot, the emphasis should be put on dua, and the time to be spent on dua, a lot of people are ignorant and unmindful about it. Dua is the most important thing in a believer's life. Even when you engage in the work of dawah or in any effort of deen, if you are not engaged in dua and supplication, the disadvantage of that, us being unmindful, is that we will attribute our achievements to ourselves. Aadmi cheez ko apni taraf mansoob karega. He will attribute his achievements to himself. Hamari jamaat gayi, bayan kiya, bahut mehnat ki, tonsulla jamaat taiyar ho gayi. Tumhare kehne se kya hua bhai? What has happened by your jamaat? Somebody in the corner is crying with his shedding his tears, and those tears which are rolling on his cheeks have pushed him to come out in the path of Allah. And we think it's ourselves. Because he didn't humble himself by virtue of dua, because when he's making dua, he says, Ya Allah, kuch bhi nahi hai. We are nothing. Ya Allah, we are weak. We are kamzor. We are weak. Nothing. We cannot do anything. Only you can give hidayah. You are the mukallab al-kulub. You can turn the heart. So when he does this, in other words, he's humbling himself. And there are two conditions in a person's life. There's short time, so inshallah, I have to go out for another program, but Maulana insisted, and his talab, and his sincerity talab, may Allah give him a longer life, and accept his efforts he's doing here, mashallah. Let him be the true janishin of Hazrat Maulana Marhum, inshallah. I was saying two things. When a person is closest to Allah, there are two times. One is when a person is sijda. He's just close to like this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is when a person is raising his hands in front of dua. The right tariqah is, should your hands be showed in front of your shoulders like this, in line with the shoulders, and don't join the hands like this. Leave them a bit apart like this. That's the right Muslim tariqah of dua. Anyway, a person when he's making dua, engaged in dua, and he humbles himself so much, so much, so much, that Allah feels mercy on this person. That situation and condition which takes place at that time is most closest to Allah. There are only two times when man gets closest to Allah. One is sijda, when it's prostration, in that condition, and one is when he's making dua, and totally humbling and submitting himself to Allah. That's when he's closest to Allah. I've got a few things I'll just give. I'm not giving up a tertib bayan. I'm just going here and there, whatever Allah puts in my mind, inshallah, convey to you. So dua is a very important in a believer's life. I was in Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah's khidmat, alhamdulillah, 1975 after graduation. We went straight to Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah. One of my South African friends also with me, my classmate, Maulana Abu Bakr Omar. He's sick, make dua, Allah give him shifa. We were together with him. We made bed, we stayed the whole month there. During the one day he was giving bayan, he said, one Sati of the Jamaat saw Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him in the dream. He fought an opportunity to ask him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hadith Sheikh, I caught my ears, Hadith Sheikh mentioned this in his bayan. Ya Hamari, in our time and age the work of dawah is going on. And your time and age also the conveying the message of Allah, dawah was going on. What are your analysis on this? Aapka kya khayal hai? Dono ke baare mein. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, wo rone wale kahan hai? I'm talking of the time when it was peak. The Jamaat was there, all our kabirin were there. The mashaikin who were crying whole night in front of Allah. That is the time this dream was in 1975. Wo rone wale kahan hai? Today a mother passes away, you find a lot of people crying because of their mothers have passed away. Accident hua, gari khatam ho gayi, accident, car is finished, off, it's completely written off, rone wale milenge aapko. Dukan jal gayi, the shop is burnt, rone wale aapko milenge. Har cheez ke liye rone wale milega, nahi rone wala, Allah ke din ke liye. Allah ke khauf se. Wo katre jo aansu se Allah ke khauf se hote, koi cheez jahannam ko nahi bujha sakti. Or ulta wazan bhi nahi ho sakta. I saw one narration now. Everything you'll wait on the day of Qiyamah. Except the tears we are shedding from the eyes. There won't be weight. It has no weight. It's weightless. So my dear brother, crying in front of Allah is of paramount importance in a believer's life. Otherwise, a person does not engage in dua. It is, the dua is, Mawaliyah Samatullah, I said, I'll come back to the point. Din ki mehnat ke saath, din ki mehnat ka taluk dawat ke saath, din ki mehnat ke saath hai. Or dua ka taluk ammatan raat ke saath. The relation with dua is at night. Normally makes dua at night. And normally dawat is given during the day. The effort of day is being taking place, but the effort night is not taking place. to the minimum. That is why we should encourage our satis, even the khanka, even our dawat work. They should make emphasis on this, that they should make dua and engage themselves in dua and supplication, which is very important. That is our dua wa mukhul ibadah. It's the essence of our ibadah. I'll read one, two stories, a lot of stories, but I'll just relate a few of them. Hazrat Maulana Mama Abras Sahib Rahmatullahi, my sheikh, used to say, Mawla Iqbal, dua karo, ta daba ke dua karo. You know, stress, put yakin, conviction that definitely Allah will help me. Like how a small child asks for chocolate from the mother, and the mother refuses, you must see how what action he makes. He'll put his head like this, mommy, please give me, mommy, please give me. He'll even trample the legs down. He'll make so much noise and about it. He'll jump also sometimes. The father said, they give him, man. Same. Feel sorry about him, give him. Likewise, the person to make such an action, aisa ada se pya dua karo, dua, engage yourselves in that such a dua and raise your hands in such a way and ask Allah in such a way that Allah ko pyar aa jaye. Allah has mercy on you and He blesses you what you want. See, Hajjaj bin Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi was making tawaf once in Baitullah. He saw a blind man making dua, Ya Allah, grant me my eyesight. Ya Allah, mujhe aankh ki binai de de, grant me my eyesight. He's crying. He came to him and gave him one kick on the back. He said, do you know who I am? So he recognized the voice. This is the Badshah Salam. He's the king, the majesty. He's the king. Huh? You are Hajjaj bin Yusuf, our king, honorable king. He says, look, I'm going for another tawaf now. Another round. By the time I come back here, make sure your eyesight is there. If you haven't got your eyesight, I'll slit your throat. Now this man was making dua. He had the concern that Allah give me my eyesight. But now when this question of, it was just a question of eyesight, not life. But now it's the question of life. Now he put on the accelerator now, in the dua. He pressed his heart. Ya Allah, to jaan ka masla hai. Ya Allah, it's a matter of life now, it's death now. Ya Allah, grant me. By the time Hajjaj bin Yusuf rahmatullahi took around and came, Allah grant his eyesight. Hajjaj bin Yusuf rahmatullahi said him, some 20 people, Allah will grant him Jannah because of last words he uttered. I just read last week in some kitab. He uttered such words that maybe some of our elders say, maybe Allah will forgive him because of those words. Anyway, Hajjaj bin Yusuf came and saw that, kya hua? What has happened? He says, Allah ne mujhe binai de di. He says, main yehi chahta tha. That's what I wanted you to do. I wanted you to accelerate in your dua. Put pressure in your dua. So that Allah accept you. So Allah ko pyar aa jaye. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, they say, he didn't have eyesight when he was small. He was about four or five years old. He was sleeping by the mother's side, and the mother woke up. She was a mashallah, she was a very pious lady. She woke up at night in tahajjud, and she raised the hands in front of Allah after tahajjud. Ya Allah, all the light you are seeing in this world, in form of lamps, in form of bulbs, in form of sun, the rays of the sun which are coming are from your khazana and from your treasures. The stars that are twinkling are from your treasures. The moonlight is all from your treasures. All the fish in the ocean you have granted with two eyes, they are from your treasures. All the animals and all the creepers which are creeping, snakes, etc., they are from your treasures. All the insan, the beings, you have given them all the eyesight, the human beings. Ya Allah, if you grant my son Muhammad bin Ismail with two eyes, a sightness with two eyes only, what, it won't make any difference in your treasures, Ya Allah. In such a way, Ya Allah, agar mere bete ko dua ko ki binai tune de di, tere khazane mein kya kami hogi? The way she asked this, utter these words, Allah ko raham aagaya. And this is Allah gave him eyesight. And then the muhaddithin, the historians are writing that Allah gave her an eyesight, him an eyesight. That eyesight by which normal people cannot write and read in the moonlight. It's very difficult. We have good eyes. The doctor says, no, your eyes are perfect. You don't need any glasses. There are no numbers. There's not even a quarter number, not even a half. But himself, he wrote so many kitabs comprising thousands of pages while he was sitting in moonlight. That is what dua is. So my dear brothers, we have to engage ourselves in dua. They say that we should not waste our dua. Don't ask for just simple things. Ask Allah Ta'ala for Jannah. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of sins. The major thing you should ask for. I'll read another story. He said one Bani Israel was told that your three duas will be accepted. Three duas. So, you know, men get excited when something good happens or something, a good, he's made a good business or something. He goes to his wife, "Aaj to atla paisa banaya, I made money like this. We have done, this is the jackpot today." I mean, his wife, he's supposed to tell her this. So he came and told the wife, "I've got a good glad tidings from Bani Israel, the Nabi, that you are going, your feed was accepted. So what do you think now? What should we ask Allah? But one do I'm giving you," he told the wife. "Two I'll keep for myself. One do I'm giving you. You tell me what you want." So the woman says, "Allah Ta'ala make me the most beautiful woman in this whole locality. Allah Ta'ala mujhe Princess Diana bana de, ya jo bhi ho." The man says, "You asking for this? You have spent your whole life, your youth life with me. Today we are already old, now we are heading for 45, 50 years. What do you want beauty for now? Those days are gone now. You ask for something as good." She says, "No," she insisted. This man is insisting, she's also insisting. What do we do? She's not listening. So he said, "Okay, I'll make dua. Ya Allah, make us the most beautiful woman." Nabi had said, "You'll be accepted." Accepted. She was so beautiful that even the prince in the palace now heard about her beauty and saw her, happened to see her. So the prince enticed her. So she ran away from the house of the husband. Now she's living in the prince's palace. This man is now regretting, "Why did I make this dua? I shouldn't have made this dua." But he says, "No, I still got two arrows in my quiver. Abhi do arrow abhi mere paas do bullets hai. I'll start it out." Usne kya kiya? He made dua, "Ya Allah, turn her into a monkey. Disfigure her figure and turn her into a monkey. Usko bandar bana de." She became a monkey. Now when she became a monkey, they saw her in the palace, they chased it out. It seems this was a jinnat who had come in. She was so beautiful, it was jinnat, it was not a human being. They chased her away. Came back to the house, the monkey is in the house. Now what does he do with the monkey? She says, "Still I got one dua, one quiver, one arrow in my quiver. Ek bullet abhi, magazine mein abhi hai. I still got one bullet in my magazine that I can use it. Ya Allah usko wapas jaisi thi waisi bana de." So waisi ban gayi. So kya fayda hua dua se? What fayda you got? What benefit you got from the dua? No benefit. So my dear brothers, that is why we should see that the dua we make also, mango to jannatul firdaus mango. Mango to Allah ke azab se panah mango. Today, we have no possession in such a way, we are not in the condition where we can confront the batil and the kuffar. But one thing, Allah has not deprived this ummah, Allah has given dua to this ummah. Today we see all over the world, Muslims are in problems. All over the world, my dear brothers. Our mothers and sisters are dying in the ocean. They are going without janazah namaz, without kafan. They are not being buried in the graves. They are going in the ocean. Not one in their hundreds. Every 12 minutes, one child, infant is dying in Yemen. Every 12 minutes. And that place, from the most beloved man who liked so much, though he was not a sahabi, always Kandi Rahmatullahi, to whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Umar, when he comes here, after my demise, if he happens to see him, request him for dua maghfirat. Request him for dua, Allah will grant you maghfirat. Allah will accept his dua. What pious person he was. What pious person he was. When he got the message, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's two teeth had been made shaheed in Uhud. He got the message, he broke his two teeth. Now he didn't know which ones were there. So maybe it's these two he broke them. Maybe it's these other two until he broke all his teeth. That was the love he had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So always Kandi Rahmatullah Ali, the same thing. What was he saying, Mullah? Yeah, Yemen. He was from Yemen, from this blessed place. You see the condition of the people in Yemen today, my dear brothers. All over the Arab world, in the whole Arab peninsula, people are suffering. They need our dua. We cannot do so much. I congratulate those people from here, the ulama, the doctors, the professionals, those people who will wait Allah's blessed wealth. They are thinking about them. Alhamdulillah. Mubarak Badi to all these people. I thank all these people. I make dua for them. Allah grant them more health. Allah grant them barka in the sustenance and rosy. Allah grant them barka in the profession. And Allah give them all the protection. This is what we are supposed to do. But let us increase our effort. Let us not try to be satisfied with what we are doing. Let us try to increase our efforts, inshallah, and sacrifice more for the sake of our Muslim ummah. So my dear brothers, these are the conditions that are prevailing. Dua, a person has got, the biggest weapon is dua. This dua should be made. There is one shair Abu Nuhas rahmatullah alayh. He said he read such a dua, such couplets he read, that through that, after he was demise, after his death, somebody saw him in the dream and said, kya sa hua, tumhare saath kya mamla hua, how was the reckoning? He says, wo ashar jo maine pare the dua ke andar, us ashar ke upar meri maghfirat ho gayi. Those couplets which I read when I was alive, because of those couplets, Allah forgive me. In adhumat dunubi kathratan, فَفَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ أَفْوَكَ عَادَمُ إِنْ كَانَ لَا يَرْجُوكَ إِلَّا مُحْسِرٌ فَمَنِ الَّذِي يَرْجُو الْمُسِيءُ الْمُجِيمُ أَدْعُوكَ رَبِّي كَمَا أَمَرْتَ تَذَرُّعًا فَإِذَا رَدَدْتَ يَدَيَّ فَمَنْ ذَا يَرْحَمُ مَا لِي إِلَيْكَ وَسِيلَةً إِلَّا الرَّجَاءُ وَجَمِيلُ عَفْوِكَ ثُمَّ إِنِّي مُسْلِمٌ أَدْعُوكَ رَبِّي كَمَا أَمَرْتَ تَذَرُّعًا What is the first couplet? إِنْ أَظُمَتْ ذُنُوبِي كَثْرَةً Ya Allah, if my sins are so vast and so much, plenty of sins, mountains of sins, in adhumat dhunumi kasatan, falakad alimtu bianna afwaka adhamu. But I know, I'm very well, I'm convinced that your maghfirat and your forgiving is much more than my sins. In kanat la yadzuka illa muhsinun. If only the who are sinners will have expectations out of you, those good people who are doing good deeds, who are engaged in good deeds, amal salihah, if only they have expectation out of you, فَمَنِ الَّذِي يَجُّ الْمُسِيءُ الْمُجْرِمُ Then what about the people who are making guna and who are transgressors? Who will they hope in? Who will have their hope in and expectations in? You are the only expectation. Whether it is a transgressor or Zubayr was the person on the right path. إِنْ كَانَ لَا يَجُّكَ إِلَّا مُحْسِرٌ فَمَنِ الَّذِي يَجُّ الْمُسِيءُ الْمُجْرِمُ أَدْوُكَ رَبِّي كَمَا أَمَرْتَ تَذَرُّعًا Ya Allah, I'm raising my hands and breaking dua to you. In all the humbleness and crying and shedding my tears. أَدْوُكَ رَبِّي كَمَا أَمَرْتَ تَذَرُّعًا فَإِذَا رَدَّتَّ يَدَيَّ فَمَنْ ذَا يَرْحَمُ Ya Allah, if you regret and reject my dua, فَمَنْ ذَا يَرْحَمُ Then who will have mercy on me? And say, مَا لِي إِلَيْكَ وَسِيلَةً إِلَّا الرَّجَاءُ وَجَمِيلُ وَعْفِكَ ثُمَّ إِنِّي مُسْلِمٌ I have nothing but only a hope in you, the hope. Raja, al-imaru bayna al-khafiyya wa raja. He said, I only got hope in you that by this virtue of the hope which you from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has promised, I have that hope in me. And beyond that, I'm a Muslim who believes in you. I'm not a kafir. I'm not a non-believer. I'm a believer. I believe in you. And my hopes are that you are the most forgiving and you will forgive me. He was seen in the dream. And then after he passed away, they saw under the pillow, they saw this paper and they found these couplets. So those couplets are published in the kitab. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi before he passed away. He said, Ta'azamani dhambi, Ta'azamani dhambi, Falamma wajjattu rabbaka afwaka, Fawajjattu afwaka azamu. I don't know exactly, I just words that come out of my mind. But the meaning and the meaning of this couplet is that, I felt my sins are so many, who will forgive these sins? But when I pondered at at the quality of your maghfirat, and your most forgiving, the quality of forgiving you, and the ghafoor, that quality of got in you of most forgiving, when I then pondered at that, I found that it is more vast than my sins. That expectation, hope, even on his deathbed, he read this couplet. So my dear brothers, Allah, we engage ourselves in dua, and in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua. Today, these are the things we are lacking today. Dhikrullah, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. We have to make special attention or focus on these two things as well. While we are in the work of da'wat as well, we should engage our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr is of paramount importance in a Muslim's life. And dua as well is of paramount importance in a Muslim's life. Because, as Mawliya Samutla also said, Jab tak zikr ke liye ek waqt mutayyan nahi karoge, tabligh ki jar mazbooti nahi pakregi. Until and unless you're one time fixed for your zikr of Allah, which you do with observing all the etiquettes and observing all the etiquettes and adab of dua, then you won't achieve your goals. Then he says the roots of tabligh will not hold. If the roots of the tree are exposed by the water, you see what happened now, last month. So all the tree will automatically fall down. So he said tabligh ki jar mazbooti nahi pakregi. It won't hold the tree of the tabligh. It will fall off. That's the important. And on the one hand, we also say that when it's Jamaat goes in ghusl, when it's sick and it's zikr, what do you say? Powerhouse chair. So you must consider it really as a powerhouse. Don't undermine zikr. It is a powerhouse. So zikr is of paramount importance in a believer's life. I think, Ramzan ki, La ilaha illallah al-halimul kareem, subhanallah rabbis samawati wa rabbi, subhanallah rabbis samawati sa'be wa rabbil arshil azim. Shmeri shwa, La ilaha illallah al-halimul kareem, subhanallah rabbis samawati sa'be wa rabbil arshil azim. Even three times, we get sawab equivalent to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr in the normal days of the year. So Allah has not deprived this ummah. Allah has blessed this ummah with the dua which can get sawab of Laylatul Qadr the whole year. These letters, put it on our dressing table there. Let us write it for women folk, they put it there. You recite it every day, let's put it in the, on the desk, on our car. Just put it in front there. Sometimes we have this don't forget. Put that don't forget there and then put the dua there. You read it for a few days, inshallah, you'll buy heart it. You see. They wrote the dua for the parents also. The Allama Aini Rahmatullah has written those four duas. Inshallah, Morana will give you that dua also, write for you. It's published, some people published also. If you have that in front of yourself, they say the person went for Hajj, what he did for his mother. Carried her in those times when there was no transportation and nothing. There were no means of transport to go for Baytullah. He carried the mother, whatever means. He reached there, Baytullah, all the ahkam he did with his mother on his neck. Two legs hanging down like this. Now you can imagine a mother of that status. Toilet, making wuzu, making ghusl, washing her clothes, cooking the food, feeding her, and then all the ahkam, and that intensity of heat in Makkah and Mukarrama. He did everything. After that he asked, Mene kya ma kaha kada kya? What they said? Teri paidaish ki, when you were born, out of the pain your mother had when you were becoming born, you're coming in this world, one scream she took out, you haven't even fulfilled the right of that scream. But if you read this small dua, which Allama Aini Rahmatullah Alayhi Shari Bukhari has written, the commentator of Bukhari has written in the kitab, short, only four lines. If we read the dua and say, Ya Allah, grant the sawab of this dua to me, and Ya Allah, grant the sawab for me to my parents. It's as though he has fulfilled the rights of his parents. These are short cuts, my dear, to please Allah and to gain Allah's pleasure and to acquire Jannah. Shortcuts Allah has given us. Three times kulu Allahu had akku Quran no sawab. What blessing Allah, how merciful Allah is to us. That person who is not very busy shouldn't be deprived. No, he's not deprived. A person who cannot kufu hajj shouldn't envy those people. He should envy. That's a part of iman. But at the same time, he shouldn't despair. He shouldn't lose hope that I'm unfortunate, so unfortunate. You're not unfortunate. Allah tells you, read your Fajr namaz, keep seated until Ishraq. Once you keep seated until Ishraq, read two rakat namaz, Allah give you a sawab of Fajr. Smile at your mother. Your parents with a smiling face, Allah give you Hajj Umrah sawab. Sit there, give Hajj. Every day we can make Hajj and Umrah. So Allah is not deprived anybody. Allah has got the way open for everybody. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got for us. And it is not that we can sit in the masjid and only help. We must. That is where the Ahlullah, they make us zikr here, they make us zikr, and they focus on our hearts. So that we transform our hearts connected, get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the main aim and objective of tasawuf. Nek amal ki taraf ragbat ho jaye, aur burai se nafrat ho jaye. You get inclined towards all the good actions, and you refrain from the bad actions. That ability comes into yourself, and that is tasawuf all about. It's nothing, nothing new and nothing so. It's very simple. So they say that ek aadmi jo tha lohar tha, blacksmith. Imam Ghulam Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi passed away after somebody saw in the dream that Imam Mubarak is given a very high status. But he saw that smith, blacksmith, is given a higher status than Ghulam Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi. So this man got shocked. He said, that man is working whole day, just coming home, he eats and goes to sleep and goes to work again. Ghulam Mubarak, such a great muhaddis, what sacrifices, his generosity, Allahu Akbar. What sender, what ikhlas, what ta'luk ma'allah he had. So he went to the house and knocked the door and asked the wife, what was something so, any good characteristic he had, any good character he had, or any salient characteristic he had in him, in his life, which enabled Allah to give him Jannah in this status, like above Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. She said, no, he had a very simple life. He used to read his five time namaz. But only one thing I know about him, something surprising, was that when he used to lift the hammer to knock the steel, if they said Allahu Akbar, Muazzin would say Allahu Akbar. If he raised it, he would put it down. He wouldn't even wait to knock it. If he put it back like this, he would throw it back. After azan, he would continue his work. That's one. Number two, he says, when he used to come back home, Abdullah bin Mubarak's house was just nearby. So he used to see him making ibadah, tilawat, zikr, dua, all this, the whole night. So he said, Ya Allah, I'm so unfortunate. I get tired and toiling the whole day, hammering the steel and that. I get so tired. So I just come and did my farz namaz and I just go to sleep after eating. Ya Allah, had you given me this opportunity like Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi, then I would have done ibadah the whole night. That intention he had in him. Yeah? Made him elevate his status and say, above your Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi. So it's what is in our hearts. We can be in our masjid here. But if our hearts are attached to the masjid, it's as though we are not in the masjid. But if a person is in the house, in his shop, he's doing business, but his heart is attached to Allah, he's just waiting, or he's just walking. Oh, I shouldn't miss my Jamaat. أَنَّهُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ As though he's in the house of Allah. So all depends, when that's the benefit of the sohbat of the buzrugs. The enlightenment on this is to be cautious about our intentions, to be cautious of what we are doing, to make our intentions clear, and to make our mold our hearts in such a way that every time Allah is in us. Zikr ka maqsad kya hai? Allah ka dhyan naseeb ho jaye. Istihzar, huzuri. That's what Maulana Sabatullah said, the same thing. Allah ka dhyan naseeb ho jaye. He did in a simplified way. Our Bhushan says, istihzar, huzuri, these Arab words. But it's one and the same. The goal and objective is all one. Allah ka dhyan naseeb ho jaye. So this is majalis of zikr, mashallah. You have a lot of benefit, my dear brothers. Allah's mercy is showering abundantly on the people who are making zikr collectively. In this ayat, if you read the commentary of this ayat, there is no time now to elaborate more on that. But it says that amongst the famous Allah Jalla did to Dawud al-Islam was that these mountains also, and then they were making, and the birds, they were making zikr with him. So then when they were making zikr in a melodious and loud voice, it encouraged, it was a booster for Dawud al-Islam to make his boy in zikr. And from this ayat, our Buzrugs have proved jahri zikr, loud zikr. This is the very ayat. I just read it last week. So this was sakhana ma daud al jibala yusabbihna wa tayr. So from this ayat, they have derived the legality of making zikr, ijtimai zikr, collective zikr, and even loudly it can be done by this. That is why you see even these people in the churches. It motivates them. You see them singing hymns so loudly. And some of our brothers are shy to read loudly. Why should we shy to read loudly? Proclaim Allah, glorify Allah loudly. There's nothing wrong. It will put an impact on our hearts. So collective zikr is also very important. Individual zikr is very important. And this zikr, the maqsad of that is that our hearts can get closer to Allah. And Allah is always in our hearts. When Allah is always in our hearts, whichever environment environment we go, out of the masjid, Allah will be with us. Allah will be in front of us. So this will be easy for us to refrain from major and minor sins and get more closer to Allah. Every all the time. One buzuk saw, this went into Monana Saliji, I was in the way when driving. One buzuk saw an alim walking in the bazaar. He was walking in such a way that his glaze were down. We could see his face, mashallah, with zikr of Allah. He was making zikr of Allah. He was humbling down. He was walking so nicely in such a way. The buzuk then sent the glad tidings on him and mubarak badi on him. Say, usko jaakar kehdo, ki tumhare bazaar ki chalak ki wajah se, Allah Ta'ala has tumko nisbat se sarfaraz kar diya. Allah Ta'ala has bestowed you with nisbat. By the virtue of just the way you are walking in the bazaar. So this is the aim and objective of staying in the sohbat of the Ahlullah. This is very important, my dear brothers. That is why our elders also call us every 2 years to Nizamuddin. Why do they call us? Why do they call us there? They could convey the message on the screen here. You couldn't spend thousands or hundreds of thousands of rands. 100 people going there, how many rents going? The screen would just cost a few thousand rents. They would all sit here and listen attentively. No, sohbat. They call us because of sohbat. They want us to sit face to face in sohbat. So my dear brothers, that is why zikr is very important. And do not get deceived by the shaitan. This is the last one. Is that it? Okay. Baat khatam kar do? Ye kya kehte hain? We shouldn't, sometimes Satan deceives us that mere paas to bara sheikh hona chahiye. We are looking for Abdul Qadi Jinani rahmatullah alayhi, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. Wo to nahi hai, ab kya buzurg to khatam ho gaye duniya se. Ab to nahi hai, buzurg rehlat dimale hai, khatam thai ya bada. Kunu maas sadiqin, the ayah is matlu, it will be treated with the tilawat will be made until the day of Qiyamah. Allah has ordered us, commanded us to make zikr. He didn't say only ulama. kunu masarikin. Uskurullah. And dhikran kathira is used only for dhikr. All the other commands, aqimus salah, waatu zakah, give your zakat, read your namaz. But in zikr they say, uskurullah dhikran kathira. Which means it should be done in abundance. Zikr, all the time zikr to be made. Anyway, we think that shaitans, the buzurgs are finished today, man. Just make your own zikr, ibadah, dua, and just take 5 times namaz and go home. Shaitan wants to keep us away from Allah's deen and his near connection. But aisa baat nahi, it's not like that. Buzurgani deen will stay in their whole life. And even if your sheikh if not of a high caliber, which the other sheikhs were there, as time is drawing nearer towards Qiyamah, things are going down day by day. See, everything is going down day by day. Once upon a time, I read one drop of what do you call gehu, wheat. One piece of wheat, one grain was as big as the seed of a date. One zaman, there was a time of barakat. So barakat is going on, everything will go down. Anyway, I give you one incident of my Sheikh Tul Makam Zamar Sahab, Maddazilahu Ali, and we'll finish the talk. I hope brothers won't mind. So, and then time is little now. I think what can I tell and what can I leave out? I feel I must echo my voice to you and give you as much as I can. So this, he said, one man was bed with Masha Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali. My Sheikh, Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali. There are two Sheikh, great Sheikh of Shah Wasiullah, Khalifa Mawlana Khatanvi. Mawlana Masiullah Khan, who used to come here. Mawlana Masiullah from Jalalabad. And Mawlana Wasiullah from Allahabad. He's my Sheikh's Sheikh. So he said one was bed with one person was, and by that time, Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah was alive. So one man, the shaitan came and he was being elevated spiritually by the Sheikh's advices and by the bet and the allegiance he took. One day shaitan put in his mind that, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah is such a great Sheikh, he's alive. He's within us today. Whole world is going there, he's glued there. Myself, I took bet with this his Khalifa. Second step, I'm going down. So it went on bothering, bogging him until he broke the bet. And he went to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat, mujhe bet karna hai. Hazrat, bet you bet. Okay, he made bet. What happens afterwards? He saw that his spiritual condition is going down day by day. Allah ka dhyan, sijdo ka surur, nama, dua mein dhyan, or zikr mein lazat, the taste of zikr, the sweetness of zikr, the devotion and concentration in namaz, all these went starting down. And he felt that ruhaniyat is going down, I don't know. My inclination towards sins is going now coming in now. And my inclination towards ibadat is not there. What will I do now? What do I do? So he went back to his sheikh. Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat, main tumse bet, aapse bet tha. I broke my bet with you and I went there. But after I went there, I'm in total loss now. I don't know, I'm a lost man. I'm totally in a loss. Now look at what beautiful answer Hazrat gave. Allahu Akbar. Bearing his mind that how important the sheikh is, he has to emphasize. If he says that, he has to praise himself. At the same time, he couldn't praise himself so much that why did you go to him? Who is he? That is the sheikh. And in this part, my dear brothers, love of the sheikh is most important. Muhabbat, love, is of paramount importance. Aqidat, azmat, muhabbat, ittiba. These four things. Kamil darja ka hona chahiye. So be to the top. Then you'll get little fayda. Kamil darja and fayda. And if there is nothing, you get nothing. So muhabbat should be utmost, most loved person to you. Aki dunya ek taraf, mala sheikh ek taraf. Whole dunya one side, my sheikh. That's the amount of love you have, then Allah will bestow you with that muhabbat of Allah. Through his piety. So, he said, bhai, ek chote se kuwe se tumhari piyas bujh rahi thi. Look how he's lowering himself. Through a small well, your thirst being quenched. Your thirst of Islam was being quenched by a small well. He lowering himself so much. But at the same time, your thirst will be quenched. You are being staying thirsty. You are satisfied totally. Though I am small, you are being satisfied. To samandar ke paas jaane ki tumko kya zarurat thi? He's making his sheikh samandar now. Chote se kuwe se, tumhari piyas bujh rahi thi. Samandar ke paas jaane ki tumko kya zarurat thi? So this is what the sheikh is all about. So we shouldn't see who his sheikh is. He's younger than us, or he's not older, or he's not like our old sheikh, or he's not like other mashayikh in India and Pakistan. No, no. Whoever Allah has provided us, He's the person, if he has aqidat, asmat, muhabbat, ittiba with him, inshallah Allah will grant us. If people can go with a thug who is a liar, and they went to him and just sat with him, that group, it's a famous story, and Allah elevated the status. Eh? He was just a fake man, but they went in his company with the class and that. So if our sheikh is still, he's not a fake man, at least of a higher status, alhamdulillah, than him. So Allah will grant us, inshallah. May Allah give us perfect. آپ کیسا ذکر کرتے ہیں ہم کو کیا معلوم ہم آپ کا ذکر کریں مولانا پانچ منٹ کر دیں کیا کریں وی ہیو ٹو آسک دوز گائز فار گیو اس تھوڑا سا مختصر کر دیں گے انشاءاللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفر عن ذكر الغافلون اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اللہ کی یاد آئی تو آتی چلی گئی ہر نقش ما سوا کو مٹاتی چلی گئی لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وصحابہ وسلم سلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. الله جل جلاله عم نواله الله حافظي الله ناظري الله ناصري وهو معي الله 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 جل جلاله عم نواله الله حافظي الله ناظري الله ناصري وهو معي الله 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 جل جلاله عم نواله الله حافظي الله ناظري الله ناصري وهو معي الله 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 جل جلاله عم نواله الله حافظي الله ناظري الله ناصري وهو معي ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم ولا علينا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وبارك وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى وصحبه اجمعين الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الإفلام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وانت الوجه للحي القيوم يا أهل الصبر الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم توفنا مسلمين اللهم توفنا مسلمين اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين أي خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والنسيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وحب من يقربنا ويبلغنا إلى حبك يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم إنا نسألك عيشة تقية وميتة سوية ومرد غير مخزي ولا فاضي اللهم اجعل أول هذا النهار صلاحا وأوسطه فلاحا وآخره نجاحا نسألك خير الدنيا والآخرة يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأهل بيته وذرياته وأتباعه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Form of sawab.
as if we are crediting it to our account in form of sawab. But there are some actions which do, Mawlana Yasin Pillai said, tarke layani. Observation, because to be observant, cautious about something which you refrain from very much. One thing is hasad. That's the spiritual enemy is in the heart, which is not seen. Wadharu dhahilat ithmi wa batina. This is batina now. So they say we should refrain from all these things which are in the heart. Hasad, takabbur, proudness, to be pompous, proudness, to feel low about others. Kisi ko hakir samajna. This is the biggest sin we can make. Kisi ko hakir samajna. People have been deprived of their nisbat also because of that. So these are the things. Other thing is our sustenance, our rozi should be halal. Only one morsel of food go in our stomach, which is of haram sources, Allah will not accept our ibadat for 40 long days. If we have a whole kafni bought with 10 rands, only one rand is of haram sources, until we put this kafni on our body and we wear the kafni, our ibadat won't be accepted. Therefore, hajj is not accepted. Umrah is not accepted. There's one hadith that Nabi Sallam said, إِذَا وَقَعَتْ لُقْمَةٌ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ فِي بَطْنِ آدَمَ لعنت الملائكة في السماوات والأرض ما دامت تلك اللقمة في بطنه وإن مات على تلك الحالة فمأواه جهنم. He said, when a man consumed lukma, a morsel of haram food, the malaika in the skies, all the malaika and the malaika on the earth, they all make lanat for that person. What is lanat for? Curse on that person. When mata la tilkal hala, if he dies in this situation while the lukma and the morsel is in his stomach, fama'wahu jahannam. His abode is jahannam. So be very mindful about our rosy as well. That's this what you mean. At the time Allah used to say, Thanvi Ramtala used to say, hum kisi ko buzurg banane ke liye nahi bulate ho. Insan, insan ban jaye. And the love insan, the bird insan is deprived from uns. Muhabbat, love, affection. He doesn't hurt anybody. Does he hurt himself? Does he hurt anybody else? If you deprive somebody's rights, tell lies, this, that, and get money by this ways, which is not allowed, not permissible, then obviously it's haram. You are not insan. You become like animal instinct is coming in your hearts. That's how the dogs, they all chase each other when they want to eat or not. So, animal, the difference between animal and human is that human has a command of Allah to follow, and the tariqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is life. So we should be very cautious about dealing, my dear brothers. I thought this is my last message. I gave the same message. This message of, we are doing, may Allah accept all our ibadat. But it should not be so that we are depositing so much sawab. It's a question of credit and debit. Every businessman knows what is credit and what is debit. You are crediting money in the bank, at the same time you are debiting more than what you are crediting. What way do you get out of it? Back to square one. May Allah give us tawfiq.